I'd like to welcome you. Pololo, you arrived late. We have lots of time to meet you. Honorable members, I'd like to welcome all of you to this sitting of the Petroleum Committee on State Enterprises. Are you done?
Yes.
Are you done?
I'd like to welcome all of you to this meeting. Do we have any apologies?
I've received an apology from Ms. Natasha Michael. She said that she's got Natasha Michael GA. She says she's got a meeting that she's attending. And then Mr. Marais also is in interviews. And then Mr. Jacobo has got another portfolio committee meeting that he is attending. And Mr. Nana will be joining us late.
Honorable members, all members have been informed timely about this meeting. This is a scheduled meeting of our committee. So we do form a quorum and will therefore proceed to the meeting. I hope you all have we are now on item 3, which is adoption of outstanding minutes. And these are the minutes of the 13th September 2011, 1st November 2011, 8th November 2011, 15th November 2011, 22nd November 2011, 25th November 2011, 25th of January. Do we all have these minutes? I hope we all had an opportunity to go through these minutes. I will put before you the minutes of the 13th of September, Honorable Kwan.
Chairperson, just before we do start, we will find in one of these lots of minutes that we undertook that we would not have this load of minutes. It was, it's so difficult to work through minutes that are so flipping old. Can we have some understanding? I don't know why they don't come up as a regular item. I thought that was the way we were going to work.
Yes, we do have that agreement. These are minutes that were still outstanding from last year. So we actually gave an undertaking that we will try to have minutes of the previous meeting in every meeting. So this is just to finish the backlog, and in our next meeting we will have the last stage of meeting with minutes that are still outstanding, and then we will not have this situation again. May I then table before you the minutes of the 13th of September? We can do that, but we do that one by one. Honorable September, you want to comment on the minutes of the 13th of September? Honorable Kuranov, you move for adoption. Honorable September, second. The minute of the 1st of
September. Can I just ask, are we going to, there are minor discrepancies in the minutes. So are we going to...
That's why I put them before you one by one. So if you have a comment on any page, you can just write that, and that discrepancy or whatever you want to raise will be noted, and it will be adopted with that to be amended. Honorable Bowman, what you can also do is to give your copy, because you've underlined the discrepancies, and then you'll be given another copy. You can just give that to the secretary.
Okay.
major things here.
Okay.
That's minor.
Okay. Okay. Thanks for that. May I, so we're just done with the minutes of the 13th of September 2011. There's the minutes of the 1st of November 2011. Honorable Kwan, September.
Chair, may I just inquire? You know the briefings, the annual report briefings that we are having? In fact, this one, that one. I'm not sure why we have minutes of this, because the record of this is supposed to be the actual and the report that we need to have. So I'm not sure why. So it's good that we are thorough and so on, but I think we have it's a duplication. We have agreed that that's what we are adopting as the record of, you know, the entire proceeding in every time when there's an annual report of whoever.
Thanks, that's noted. I think, Jisang, you want to say?
Just to say that for every meeting, we are required to have minutes besides a report.
Yes.
If the committee can decide to have a report of a particular meeting of, because of the resolution that's taken, but there needs to be
a minute
of that meeting that informs the report. So there should be a correlation between the two.
Okay, that's fine. Can we have any comments on the minutes of the 1st of November 2011? Mm. Honorable Bowman?
Yes, I will again hand this over there on
okay.
Minor things. So, you know, if we adopt it, it's just a slight amendment.
Okay, let's put it this way, that we agree that whatever amendments will be noted and these will be corrected in the final minute, but we will go through each one of these sets of minutes and we won't do the corrections here. Those will be noted from the proposal that Honorable Bowman has put us on. The minutes of the 1st of November, any mover for the adoption? No mover for the adoption, we'll put that aside. Honorable Mukwena? Honorable Mukwena moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 1st of November 2011. Any seconder? Honorable Bowman seconds. The minutes of the 8th of November? Any mover for the adoption of this minute? I thought because it's a... Honorable Santo moves for the adoption. Any seconder? Any seconder for the minutes of the adoption for the minutes of the Honorable Bowman.
Well,
yeah. No, I think we agreed that we will the minutes of the 8th of November has been adopted. The minutes of the 15th of November. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 15th of November? Honorable Dr. Kuranov moves. Any seconder? Honorable Mukwena second. That's the adoption of the minutes of the 15th of November, 2011. The minutes of the 22nd of November. Any mover for the adoption thereof? Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 22nd November? Honorable Khololo moves. Any seconder? Honorable Bowman seconds, thank you.
Chairperson, I want to just comment here, though, but I don't want to run away from
yes.
this. And that is, on the last page, the Honorable September proposed the committee secretary should extrapolate all resolutions. I just want to know, how are we picking up on all these minutes that we're passing? And we need to, you know, because otherwise this runs away with us again, and we, you know, and we've forgotten about this. So when are we picking up with these sort of things?
Yes.
Yeah. In the strategic plan, one of the things we'll be presenting is the resolutions that you have taken, and also the actions that you have taken, and where we have succeeded, where we have not succeeded.
Okay.
When we do the review in the
That's
strategic
in
plan.
The review of the committee.
Of the committee.
Honorable Bowman second, and that's the minutes of the 22nd of November.
Is that Is that also including the observations by the committee? In that it's going to be reviewed or what?
What is going to be reviewed?
Making a follow-up question to Honorable Bowman's. In that these issues, for instance, are they including also the observations by the committee that they will be tackled at a later stage?
I think those appear in the report.
Yeah.
In the final report that we
example for
that committee was
prepared. An example, for instance, is on the question of the SAA and SATs, where it said that they were making a lot of profit, but during the 2010, they made a lot of losses. So how do we make follow-ups on that? Because it is said here that they were supposed to explain to us as to why they incurred a lot of losses during the time when they were expected to make a lot of profit. You get my point. That was an observation by this committee.
So I wanted to suggest that I was going to raise that point right at the end. So I'm asking, can we come back to that at the end?
Okay.
At the end of all minutes.
Is it on this particular issue?
Can I just have clarity? Will we be raising other things then at the end that have emanated from these minutes? Is that what we say?
That's not what I'm saying.
Honorable September on this specific one, it was South African Express.
Not on South African Express, about what Honorable Bormann raised and then further elaborated by Honorable Fololo.
Yeah.
I'm asking if we can park it
to
complete this two sets of minutes. First, we come back to this point because I think he is right.
Yeah. Okay. Honorable Bormann, is there something else you wanted to?
No,
should
we come on to the next set of minutes?
Oh, okay. So the minutes of the 22nd of November have been adopted. The minutes of the 25th of November 2011. Honorable Bowman.
Mr. Chair, this is another point like that in the conclusion. Of this, and this is very important, this is the TSDBF. The committee resolved that it will monitor the implementation of the funding solution, was committed to ensuring that the conditions of pensioners was improved. Now, I don't know whether what was decided has actually been implemented, and I think we need, so it's just that, you know, so that we don't lose sight of that.
Yeah. to change it to the term.
The minutes of the 25th of January 2012. Any move up for adoption of this minute? Can we have a move up for adoption of the minutes of the 25th of January 2012? Honorable Mukwena, so moved. Honorable Son, so second. The minutes are adopted. Thank you. What we will now do is to go back to the issue that Honorable Pololo, you wanted to speak on this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my question actually was a follow-up with the...
On what Honorable Bowman?
Yes, because we need to go back to these recommendations and observations and conclusions and additions, you know, so that at least we don't put these minutes aside and say we're done.
No.
We need to do justice to what was raised in those meetings.
Honorable September?
I think that the comrade is right. This matter has got nothing to do with the workshop.
Yes.
It's a legacy matter that are being raised all the time. What we need to get an answer to, Chair, from you is...
From me?
Is... what follow-up were done on all these recommendations that we have. Now, your difficulty that we have made, your difficulty is, you see, if you bring minutes of the 13th of September in almost the end of February, you now, legally speaking, adopting a record of decisions only now. And if you want to be technical, you can then say, look, the minutes wasn't adopted, so I couldn't act on it. And therefore, this thing of piling up of minutes is undesirable.
Yeah,
you know, it's extremely undesirable. But more than that, Chair, I think what we should do, we must work out a little template thing of our decisions, because there can't be, and I'm not sure what the Secretary is reporting to you on that decision, because surely when he types those minutes... type that minute, you must have seen here is this point coming up and it's not done. And the reason why we keep on raising this thing, because it's got to do with our oversight. You know, we don't come here for minutes in this parliament. We come here for the content of what is in this minute, and the very dear matters that are being raised here that we would want to know what are being followed. So, Chair, I think it will be good between now and Friday to have a series of letters that go and to all the different people on the decisions that we have taken, and to say that these are the answers or no answers that we have got, and that as we are asking minutes needs to be there, we are asking at the same time oversight on those decisions to be there immediately. Likewise, the reports that we adopt, we don't adopt them simply because Parliament says we must adopt them. That's not why we were elected. We were elected to find out what are we doing about those matters that all of us have raised, and how are we then interacting with them. So I do think, Chair, I don't know, we will have to leave it with you to see how you dispense of this matter here in the meeting or privately, whatever, but I don't think we would like to repeat ourselves on this matter. We don't like it.
Any further comment on this? Comrade Connie has given a clear direction.
Yeah, I concur with what Honorable September said. Perhaps, not to burden you, to proposals. Number one is that we should find a slot in the strategic workshop. And number two, we should ask the researcher to identify and isolate those specific recommendations and observations that require follow-up on our side. So that will be the kind of revision, right? There are 17 or 24, 34. And it shouldn't take a long time to actually go one by one, as you've done in the minutes, and say, right, read them out and say, point one, this is observation on this date, et cetera, et cetera. What has happened here? So in that way, we'll actually be holding the state-owned companies accountable. We'll also be assisting them, assisting their memory, but some of them might be overwhelmed, like clearly SAE and Expressway last week were actually overwhelmed. They could not identify the difference between their mouth and their nose. So I think we should, perhaps should do that. Mr. Boscati is quite a sharp guy. So I think between now and Thursday, he can knock a few things out, and then that will assist us. Identify especially the key ones. If there are 54, so you must identify the silent ones, then we can deal with the rest at the later stage. That will assist to remove from our conscience this burden of not doing justice to oversight and follow up. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
you know, previously the secretary has been doing this, you know, immediately after our meetings, writing letters that emanate from the resolutions, from the resolutions of our meeting. I think at some point that just fizzled out. We will just reintroduce that practice again. And I think I must also take responsibility for that. You know, that I just allowed it to fizzle out.
Chakas, I'm so scared. No, I deliberately wanted to relieve you of that burden, as well as Kisan, that we get the researcher to do that, because Kisan has already done the work, so it needs to be assisted. The researcher must just be given this specific task, given this word of minutes, and just plow through them and identify those things quickly. He's very sharp, he can do that. So that you just find a slot of about 20, 90 minutes or so, and as I've said, I don't look myself, just deal with the backlog. And then the other ones that are less important, we can always deal with them progressively in our future meetings.
Yeah, they still have to come back to decide. He must write the letters to whoever we communicate with.
Letters?
Yes. As Connie suggested.
I'm trying to modify that. I'm saying, in the interest of time, over 2-3 days,
yeah,
it would be bettersome to start writing letters. I think
it may not necessarily be a pile of letters. You may have one or two issues that need that communication.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's not a letter on every resolution that has been taken. But I think I also agree with what you are saying. We must have a list of those resolutions that have been taken.
Checklist.
Yeah, checklist.
Yeah.
No.
anything else on this? Cover Gloria, you wanted to, I think that would go for the SDBF as well. But we will have to, as reminded by Honorable Kuranov, that we mustn't forget that we've agreed that we want them to report annually on the state of the fund and the position of the pension.
Yes, you know, when they went off, they were still going to be dealing with some of these. I think my point was really, have we followed up to see that anything has happened there? I mean, you know, have they, the trustees and the Transnet and all, you know, are the payments all made? Is that all settled? I think that was really the point of that.
Yeah, I think that was reported
in one of our final meetings in November. Yeah.
No,
there has been payments made.
Sorry, Chairman, I think Comrade Gloria is right. What they did, they said next week or the day they want to pay. And then we're hoping that in the next 2-3 months we won't pay.
Now,
so that will be wrapped up because it was an intention.
Yeah.
And not an actuality.
Well, I think maybe, as far as I remember, they actually, I think there was also a letter. Yeah, that they have made payments. I can't just remember what the percentages are.
But the other one was going to be in February, say, Chairperson. You see, there were two tranches of payment. There was one in November, before December, then in February, we're hoping we're committing to you.
I think we'll just make a follow up on that.
Yeah. That's all it is. Just a follow up. Half hour of paper.
What we'll do is just to ask for a written report on this, and then we'll just make it at it. If there's nothing emanating from the minutes, we will then move to the next item, and that's item 4.
Sorry, Chairperson.
No.
The PRC team, where does this actually stand? I'll tell you why, because through the PRC report, just 2-3 weeks ago, we were invited to a joint meeting of energy, which was ill attended by both sides, science and energy people and so on. And then Comrade CISA circulated a document there, which is supposed to be a summary of the report of the transition review committee to the president with a huge entry over there. It's supposed to be a discussion document. Now, that was kind of small through the meeting, and it was not a proper channel of handling it. And we, in terms of our profile, are supposed to be in the forefront of receiving such a recommendation, precisely because of the name of the portfolio committee. So that now we must not find ourselves being briefed and picking up stories by other people and other committees in the corridors of Parliament. Wasn't that the tail within the dog? Because we are the dog, and we should not be wet by many tails.
That's not a dog.
Yeah, you know, I think we had this matter before us a while ago. And we referred it to the cluster. We said we must deal with it at a cluster approach, and I remember we didn't formulate our approach anyway to the cluster. I think that's what we were supposed to have done. We did. Oh yes, sorry. Yes. We did that. But what we haven't got yet is what the cluster came up with. Has that been finalized, Comrade Kuranov?
The cluster.
Yeah, it has.
bullish about the sin. We must be in the forefront. You seem to be taking the leadership. We must mandate you to engage your peers, other chairpersons in the economic cluster, to say, at the portfolio committee, this issue was raised. Let's meet. What is the process? Because before you know it, we'll be informed by the press. And I think Honorable Nana will agree with me that he is a dog. I say, we are dogs. We shouldn't be wet by the tail.
Honorable Coroner?
Chairperson, I think there's a cluster meeting on Thursday after caucus. And on that agenda is the work priorities for the year. I think we must raise it in the cluster meeting on Thursday.
I want to support the idea. I think it's very important that we actually get a report. And I think when I raised this in the programming section, we were told it was coming in the second term.
Okay. Honorable September, did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh. So can we leave it at that then? That we will that we will interact with other chairs to get this matter finalized by the clusters. And I think the Dr. Kuranoff has just said.
Listen, you might be royalty. Don't use we. We are the committee is mandating you as a chairperson. Talk to CISA, Zogoni, the rest of the people and say, really? And say, right, let's have a meeting quickly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm horrified when I hear comments, I mean, Honorable Bowman talking about second term. Because there's a policy conference in June, et cetera, et cetera. I'm really pleased, man. We need to be really hands on, obviously. You see, because I'll tell you what I'm saying so. We are going to be meeting all these heads of the SOCs, et cetera, et cetera. And some of the issues that we want them to answer, they'll be polite to actually see. But you guys are not hearing a thing about this thing. You see, so most of the things are hanging. There's a study hanging on the direction of the report, and they're not hearing us saying anything about the reception of that report.
Okay, can then on that note move on to the next item, which is an update on preparation for the strategic planning workshop.
The strategic planning workshop was planned for the 24th and the 25th of this Friday and Saturday. Informed by the parliamentary program, which said that on Thursday there was plenary.
Just a second.
Honorable members, I think Honorable Makwena is saying he's very sharp today, and he's asking if he's had a role in the new by teaching Hello.
Can we let's get the update on the preparations for the workshop?
Yeah. As we said, that the days Friday and Saturday, they were informed by the parliamentary program that on Thursday there is a plenary sitting in the afternoon.
I believe that's been cancelled.
Yeah, yeah, it is just supposed now that
what has been cancelled?
Plenary.
Today.
For Thursday.
Okay.
For Thursday. Now, also, what in our we've got a program that we have a draft program that we have circulated. That just try to think what are the objectives and what we seek to achieve. But now on Friday, we've also been informed that the department is having their strategic management committee, which is attended by the minister, the DG, and all the DGs. And
on Friday,
yeah. So the committee might have to discuss this too. In the light that now on Friday there is no plenary, maybe we can bring the strategic plan closer to Thursday and Friday instead of Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, that's good.
No, it's not good. Can I speak, Chairperson?
Yeah, you may.
Sorry,
you may.
Yeah, no. That actually throws the spanner into the works, because it will be like putting the cart in front of the horse. But it means the department.
In this case, who's the horse? Because earlier there was
right. In this case here, you know, the department is supposed to be the horse, right? Now, if the horse is going to be busy only in the stable on Friday, and we are the cart, we are ready on Thursday, and we say the horse, you'll be ready on Friday, but come on Thursday, let's tokenism, and pull us the cart. The horse will say, I will come to respect you, but I will not be ready because I will only be ready on Friday. So the essence of this thing is that we just have to either do without the department, have an internal thing, or postpone it. Because it's the other way around. It's because ideally, they should have met before, because we give them a plan on it. Notice that we need them to come. Now, they will come on Thursday, and with excuses, this is not there, so and so is not there, but he just came, just to show our faces. Oh, we're going to have an in-depth discussion tomorrow. So that is the principle that we must have another thing, and only call them when they are ready after Friday.
What do you recommend?
I recommend just have to call it off. Two things. Either we meet to deal with our own internal backlog issues, etc., etc., which we also desire. It's an internal committee, so it's going to be changed in this configuration. It will no longer be the ideal thing of us superintending them. Have our own internal thing, which can assist us to deal with the backlog. Many of these things that they're talking about now, the issues that come with that one of the September is you can do that. And because you needed a free day for that. And then in the next, you know, menu. And then allow them to have a workshop on Friday. And then when they're through, then you can call them at another occasion, you know, when they'll be ready, there'll be no excuses, not what they shall have met.
Honorable Colon.
Thank you very much. I think Comrade Obi is right. Let's give them the opportunity to meet on Friday, because this is a very, very important workshop, whereby we cannot have this workshop without the key people from the department. So that I'll also agree with him to say, let's postpone the workshop for another day. Another reason why I'm supporting that is because on Friday myself, I'll have to leave here on Thursday. I'm going to...
So that's your main reason?
No, that's not the one.
Ken, don't mention it.
Oh, okay, let me not spoil it. Bye.
Honorable Kurano?
I think if this proposal carries, then we don't have to discuss this. I would think that we first go to the statement now and discuss what is written here, and then make this decision whether to postpone or not, and whether the department is there or not, and get the explanation why they're not there. Because it's not the first time this has happened. It happened last year and it happened the previous year. So let's just look at the what do we want to achieve, and then we make the judgment call. Whether we postpone or whether we maneuver around and reduce it and the order. Because it seems to me, if I understand it, that what we want from the department is a midterm review. What we're going to do is a midterm performance. So let's discuss that and then we make a decision.
If we agree that we going to go the route that Honorable Dr. Kuranov suggests, let them just focus on that and then they will make the decision. So if you're going to speak on that proposal, and let it count up the phone. Honorable Kuranov.
I just want some clarity. If Honorable Mafena, and I agree, if they can't, you know, be present and do the thing properly, I mean, we would expect them all to be there on Thursday and not only half of them or none of them. But I just want to be clear. If we are saying that they, my understanding would be that if they came on Thursday, they would do their full proper, with all their people there, plus the minister. And then Friday might release us to do now what Honorable Kurnoff is saying, to go forward, you know, and work on that. If that's apartment in first and then us going on our own on the Friday. But because there's not a point of whether they would be ready or not. They should be ready for Thursday, whether they come on Thursday or Friday. So
because
everything is organized, surely. You know, they've got it all at their fingertips. So it's just a question of how we maneuver to have a full show, or if we can't have that, then it needs to be cancelled. But I agree, let's look at the program and take it from there.
What is your group?
Yes, I'm supporting the idea that we look at this program, see if it's workable to switch things around, but if not, then it needs to be cancelled.
Honourable September.
Chair, when did the department get the letter? And I'll follow up, depending on the answer.
Mm-hmm. We sent them the program. After we adopted the program, then after our discussion on what is going to present, that's when I sent them as to what is going to present.
Did they get it Friday or Monday?
Last week, Friday. In terms of what is required in the presentation.
But the date they knew about, yes.
They knew about the date before.
Yeah, before.
Did we ask this thing of Thursday? Was this canvassed with them? And if not, is there any way we can canvass it with them now?
No. What? The reason why? If we agree here, then it can be raised only if we agree that we will, you know, start on Thursday, and then we can. We wouldn't. Unless you say we should have checked with them first and then bring it here that they can be available. But I think it's really dependent on our availability for Thursday.
No, Chair, I think that these are your difficulties that you are having.
Mm-hmm.
Notwithstanding the fact that the department is there or not, your difficulty is this is a short term. And you have missed out a meeting already that didn't happen, whatever the reason was. So we're behind for the ESCOM stuff and so on already. I've got to catch up time for that. It's a short term, Easter early, at Lent, and all of these things that are starting and so on. So where do we then catch up, you see, with them? That's why I thought, is there any way that a conversation could have been held with them whilst we are sitting here? Because
yeah.
I favour the Thursday thing,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if the department was talking about whether they'll be able to come on Saturday. I just hear Friday. I don't hear what else has been explored with them, because that helps us to to plan, just to hear. This one is not working, that one is not working. When they said no, then that was it. There wasn't anything else. I favor the idea. I favor the fact that we, after our caucuses, leave on Thursday. And there's another grouping, honorable members, that have indicated to come. Their company's name is Ethical, and they were coming to deal with a bird's eye view on how we're dealing with the BRRR from outside speaking in. Speaking in to say how we are dealing with that situation. And from the little bit of discussion with them already, we are pretty much in trouble already with the BRRR. We are not following the prescripts of the law. On this
mm-hmm.
thing. So there's all of that is there. I don't know, my own view is if the department can't come, they can't come. I mean, really, who's following the tail now? I think we have the ability on our own to discuss on our own if they can't come, but I think it's better if they come.
Sure. Can we
do this on the basis of what you're saying, Comrade? Not with the department. In fact, ask them to come on Thursday afternoon, so that we spend that time with them. That's what we have now as item one on this program. So I think if we agree on that, and then we could another question.
The little school teacher and me on this images. I want to use the analogy of a wedlock. If there's going to be managed, you need two people there, a bride and a bride group. Now we are the bride group. And we are making all preparations, hiring a hall, catering, etc. and see that now if she doesn't pitch up, we can tell all this our part, the male part, and then I think it will defeat the purpose, honestly. I think it will defeat the purpose, because the intention or our objective was to have a very successful, accountable statement. Like we did at Shelly Beach. Shelly Beach was done by Comrade September. Excellent. Minus, of course, the delinquency of the CEO of Dinel. But others, I had the PRC, we had the CEOs, we had the chairpersons. I mean, just beautiful. That is what I have in mind. That's a model. Now, let's not downgrade that and just have a compromised workshop and just call it a workshop for its name. Now, I think we must congratulate ourselves. Let's not hear complete, he's right, that there seems to be some undermining here. The notice went out in advance, etc. But I think we must congratulate ourselves that the fact that we planned the workshop has goaded them into action, saying, what would we do as politicians? Let's have get our house in order. Now, they are getting their house in order, and I think they could have tried to get the house in order earlier to meet our deadline, but then there is the budget speech tomorrow, and they needed to be informed about that. So when they come to us, they don't just waffle. It's informed by the brief that they shall receive tomorrow. I think let's look at it parliamentarily and holistically. Even if we said let's have a workshop today, I mean they all disappear, but then they're all looking at the watch and say we don't know what the Brevin Gordon is going to say tomorrow. So I think let's look at it parliamentarily and not just say okay for the sake of having it. I'm suggesting a bifocal approach, Chairperson. Bifocal approach is that we can carry on having our own in-house thing to deal with matters that are germane to our internal management. That's number one, which is just an housekeeping thing. The other one is that, now look, let's postpone the thing and to give you the decency and the integrity it requires. I'm still persuaded, let's postpone it, honestly. And because we're by the model of Shelly Beach, Shelly Point. And I don't see us, downgrading.
I think this one is a bit different for the Shelly Beach workshop, I think. Or are there any personal reasons like color on that?
Sure.
Let's do this.
Who do we want from the department to attend this thing? Because it's not all the DDGs and everybody like we wanted to have last time. Because what we want here is just a midterm review of what is it that they've set themselves and. What is it that they managed to achieve, and where are the challenges, and so forth, and what is the way forward? That's really what we want to discuss with them. So, if we say we start on Thursday, and they can send maybe the DG, the deputy minister, if the minister is available. Or whoever may be available, but at a very senior level, that they come and discuss this with us.
What happens to the NKC?
They're not available. The chair was here this morning. Yes. Honorable Honorable?
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't know why I keep on agreeing to what the Honorable Mkwena is saying, but I agree with him.
Yeah, we know you have a personal.
Besides that,
not agreeing with him, he's just helping your cause.
No, it's not that. The reason is that, you know, this is a very, very important question.
it's not important.
And really, we need to do thorough justice to this workshop by ensuring that all those officials who are supposed to come and attend to this workshop are there. Mm. Now he's raised something that I was not even aware of. Not that I was not aware, but which is very important, of tomorrow, a budget speech by the minister, where they will be there. On Friday, they are having a workshop. Now, we'll go there prepared, thinking that we are going to get all the necessary information, only to find that even themselves, they won't be that prepared. And they don't even know how to tell us that, hey, man, can you postpone that thing? So it's up to us to look at the programs and say, no, let's give them enough time, and then when they come here, they don't have any excuses. They come here prepared. This workshop is very important.
I think the honourable members are extremely unfair. If there's no appetite for the workshop, just say it like that. Let's not waste our time here. Everything that the honourable members are arguing is rubbish. They came from a cabinet lohotla where they dealt with this very issue. It is a matter of cut and thread. The cabinet lohotla stuff fed into what the president said last week and what you will hear the minister of finance say. So let's not, you know, we're not in parliament since yesterday, so let's not fool ourselves here. Let's just say we don't have appetite for it. Then we are clear where we stand, because it's not true. The members were arguing very vociferously about our oversight responsibility. Now the members are saying the opposite. Now we must first wait to see if somebody else moves in the name of the department, and then we can do oversight. We're not an oversight entity. We're not a separate entity ourselves here. So I think it's wrong what I've been raised. Just say up front, look, we don't want to go to the workshop. We have other stuff, whatever. But as I promise you, we don't have other time to do this thing. But more than that, we haven't even asked the department, are they prepared to? And we're now saying what we now say, the department says they won't have time and they don't have enough time and they can't be prepared. And so let's just...
Okay, can we close this? That's matter whether or not we continue or not on this note, that taking into consideration especially what Honorable September said, that we have a short term, I think just that. I don't want to get further into that, that we continue with the meeting on Thursday after the caucus. We leave for this venue and we today communicate that to the department, that we've taken into consideration what they said, that they will not be able to attend on Friday. So we've brought it forward that they must be at the meeting on Thursday, at the workshop on Thursday, so that they give their input and then we release them. They can take even the last flight out of Cape Town to be on time for their workshop the next day. Can we agree on that?
We agree.
Okay.
Can I just make an exigency here? One point of order. I don't think Comrade Connie despises the committee. And I think she must withdraw, and I don't think she intended it. She can't say it's been rubbish, and she can't say we are not together enough. That's very bad. I didn't expect it that way from her. I don't think she actually meant it. And I think it must not be part of the records.
Okay.
We are disciplined. We can't speak like that. We must share our views. We inform one another. We disagree.
Sure.
Like now, we respect your ruling now. We can't say, no, let's carry on. This is what we said. But I think we are extension of parliament.
Yeah,
I withdraw. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks. Comrade Foreman?
Chairperson, I support that. I just want to add one thing to it, and that is to say, let's please move from here quickly on Thursday so that we're not sort of starting any time on Thursday afternoon. I think we need a definite time. That's the time we
you say about the language?
What about the heart I didn't hear?
Honorable Mukwena, is that parliamentary?
Okay.
I think we then close it on that. Let's go into the. We haven't really gone into the. I think Honorable September just told us one part of what will be taking place there. If you can just take us through it, Honorable September, through the program. Yeah, but just stick to it.
Something on briefing by the minister.
No.
You still have the older one. No. We'll have to check. Let's not just dismiss it. But that doesn't change anything. We'll still leave at 2 o'clock because that's only up to lunchtime. I think what Honorable September wanted us to do is to leave earlier, maybe.
Yes, that's what I wanted to do because.
That we did at the latest 1 o'clock.
No, you want to go to a club?
Pardon? No. No.
You're
saying we leave the latest 1 o'clock. Is that what you were saying? The latest.
Because it's
the hour. Yeah, it's the hour. It's actually less than an hour.
Yes. I want to support that. Let's get out of here. Let's say we leave at 1 o'clock.
One o'clock.
To start our meetings about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I think, and then that gives us, we can go through till 7 o'clock if we want to.
Yeah, if we go until 7 o'clock, it still gives whoever comes from the department who has to fly out an hour to get to the airport and take the last flight.
Yeah, we'll
Okay, can we agree that the transport will leave at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
We don't meet there at 1 o'clock. Transport leaves at 1 o'clock.
Yes. Yes.
You want to see the trolley bags, the luggage is rolling in the morning.
Okay.
Can I just ask, have we had any indication from the other parties who's coming?
Yeah, I think we do have.
So they are coming. They're not. Yeah.
No. We finish on Saturday, that's the original plan. But of course, the department is not coming, so we might have to take
No. If we start at that time on Friday, there's no need to continue because we would have covered all the time that we originally had set ourselves to continue.
Yes. What about the fruitless and wasteful expenditure? Who's the parliament's purpose?
No, it's not on the agenda. We're not going to engage in fruitless and honorable problems.
Can I just, I mean, this may be way impossible, but you know, we're having this strategic workshop to make our strategic plans, okay, for the year. I would have thought that, and I like this idea of Honourable September's with the ethical consulting, but I would have thought another very important component of input into this would have been the PRC findings for us, you know, in making forward plans.
No, we can't have the PRC findings. They haven't even reported to the president, and we want to get into that. I don't think be appropriate. Honorable September, there's nothing else you want to say on this, on the program. Okay. I think this then brings us to the end of the session. Thank you so much, honorable members, for attending this meeting. Thank you, PMG. I forgot to introduce you. It's your first time in the meeting. The gentleman is from the PMG. If you can just tell us what your name is, sir. Kovac Jagaj.
That's honorable thought. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, this then.
The meeting is adjourned.